On November 2nd, Steve Biondolillo will be inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. In the 1980s, Biondolillo competed for a spot on the Canadian freestyle wrestling team, and he medaled in the World Maccabiah Games in Israel. But Biondolillo isn't being inducted into the Hall of Fame for his contributions to the sport as an athlete or even as a coach. He's being honored as an outstanding American, and that got our attention here at Only a Game. Steve Biondolillo, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Phil. Good to be here.
When you first got involved in pledge-based fundraising, better known as walkathons, bikeathons, swimathons, and everything else-a-thons, those events were raising approximately $20 million a year. Now, they raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 billion. So does that mean I have to blame you for every time a neighbor or coworker has asked me to pledge something?
Absolutely, Bill. We're the guy. You can give us the credit or the blame for popularizing that form of fundraising in the United States. We didn't create the walkathons and bikeathons, but we did bring them to scale by doing the world's first $1 million walk, $2 million walk, $3 million walk, eight, nine, and so forth, and thereby starting the mania, let's do one.
What accounts for the growth that you're talking about, not only in the Walk for Hunger, but in other athons as well?
The genesis of walkathons was political protest marching in the 1960s. And so that's a baby boomer way of expressing themselves in terms of making a difference in the society. Mm-hmm. And they took to the streets. And then in 1970, the March of Dimes started and was the first charity to use that type of fundraiser systematically. And you could characterize the movement unfolding in three eras. First was the walkathon era. And I would say that's the 70s and 80s. In the 90s, you go to bikeathons. And in the bikeathons, you have people needing to train a little bit now to do those long-distance bike events. And you start to see the minimum prices creep up. And in the last 10 years, you see the advent of the extreme-a-thons. The whole movement morphs from initially just being cause-focused to then being also a little bit fitness-focused, too.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I interviewed a couple of journalists a while back who had an alternate view of pledge-based fundraising. Basically, they worried that running and biking and walking were becoming something that we suffer through for charity's sake instead of something we do for joy and, of course, as you mentioned, for health. Do you worry that we're becoming a society that can't go out and run 5 miles just for the fun of it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I suppose I'd look at it a little differently, and that is if part of your motivation is that you set a goal around helping a charity and that helps you train and stay fit, how wonderful is
that? How can that be bad?
Yeah, right. How could that be bad? I don't see the problem or issue there.
More recently, you've become involved in ClimbCore, which raises money and awareness for heart disease, and it's no coincidence, I suppose, that you're fighting heart disease with an activity that can help reduce a participant's risk of a heart attack.
Absolutely. You know, as I said, sort of this third era of pledge fundraisers, a-thons, is the extreme a-thon. And so one of the two main forms of the extreme, in addition to the obstacle course format, is the climbing. And if you think about it, if we could repurpose every stairwell in America in a large office building into a fitness venue, right? My goodness, how could we improve the health of the American public? We mean business, and in Boston right now, there are a dozen major buildings that have provided contracts to open their stairwell, and this group, ClimbCore, has recent college grads now deployed, and I believe over 3,000 members of the workforce participating in climb clubs, and then all geared towards participating in the great Climb America event in January and June. Gives them something to work for.
You know, this is interesting to me because I saw ClimbCore, and you're talking climbing stairs, maybe a whole lot of stairs, up 20 stories or 40 stories or whatever.
Yes.
And what I found myself thinking was, this would be one of these events where I say, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. Can you donate $400,000?
Yeah. And, you know, actually, it's a good thought, and some people actually do that. We worked with a group up in Canada that did that as a fundraiser. They actually took a group of 25 business guys to one of the great mountains in the Far East and climbed, and that's how they raised money.
I have noticed that you're also a poet. So any chance that you've got a verse-a-thon coming up sometime soon?
No, and not coming up soon. That's a good challenge for us. You know, how can we put our brains to figuring how to convert the slams, you know, into a little bit more robust fundraising?
Steve Biondolillo will be inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, Massachusetts chapter, on November 2nd. Steve, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you, Bill.